colder air starts to move in from the north.
Thanks, Sarah. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 10th of February. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Hebrides, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 968, expected Rockall 974 by midnight tonight. Low Lundy 987, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast backing east 4 to 6, rain, moderate or good. North at Cirra, southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. South at Cirra, 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast backing east 5 or 6, occasionally 4 except in 40s and Dogger. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast backing east 4 to 6, rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Humber, Thames. Southeast 3 to 5, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland. South or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 in Portland. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Biscay and Fitzroy. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, east or southeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. East 5 to 7, backing northeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east, 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 990, falling. Stornoway, east-northeast, 1, 30 miles, 993, falling. Lerwick, southeast, 5, slight rain, 3 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast, 4, mist, 3 miles, 994, falling slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast, 5, 993, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 5, 2 miles, 991. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 3, 5 miles, 990. Jersey, southwest by west, 4, recent fog, 3 miles, 991, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 990. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 4, mist, 6 miles, 989, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast, 3, 27 miles, 983, falling. Ronald's Way, east by south, 5, 5 miles, 990, falling. Malin Head, east-southeast, 3, 6 miles, 988, falling. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 10th of February. The general situation: an Atlantic low brings strong winds, rain and showers to the coastal waters as it approaches Ireland during the next couple of days, then continues east or southeast over England by Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east 5 to 7. Rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east 5 or 6. Rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 4 or 5, backing east 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, backing east 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, veering southerly 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or southeast, 5 or 6. Rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in south. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, backing easterly 4 to 6. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 5 or 6, backing east 4 to 6, then northeast 5 or 6 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Craig Gardner.
Good morning. This week I've noticed catkins growing on the alder trees that border our garden. There was no sign of them at all last week, so it's like they've met up secretly in the night and decided it is spring and time for them to flourish once again. Maybe that nocturnal gathering is not so very far from the truth. In recent years, I've been fascinated by the science behind what author Peter Wohlleben has called the hidden lives of trees, and what is popularly called the wood wide web. This is the discovery that the ground beneath our feet is actually a complex matrix of roots, fungi and bacteria, all helping to connect trees and plants to one another, allowing them to share nutrients, water, chemical signals and warning signs of approaching danger. It's like the whole forest is conscious of their need to connect to one another, if they are to flourish. We must be careful not to read too much into this phenomenon as a metaphor for human relationships and community well-being, but even so, maybe Jesus was onto something when he picked a similar image for human flourishing. "I am the vine," he said, suggesting that each of us could be like branches, sharing in a matrix of spiritual and emotional encouragement. Staying rooted in God and connected to one another is exactly how we might grow in the important human experiences of love, joy and peace, patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. It's no wonder the Christian Church names these virtues as the fruit of the Spirit. If such positive characteristics are to ripen within us and then be shared between us, maybe there's a lesson to be learned from the hidden lives of trees. God of the vine and the branches, hold us together.